Have a guest joining us in studio this morning. Kate Olson, the Cass County Program Coordinator, is in with us this morning from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
Appreciate it. We're going to talk money this morning.
That's our favorite. Everybody wants to talk money. It's tax week.
It's our favorite topic. Well, you know what? A couple of days ago, Uncle Sam took our money. So now it's time to take it back.
Exactly. Gosh darn it.
You can't get it back from the IRS necessarily, but you can, with some positive planning, lessen the impact there and start to grow a little bit too. Do you find that a lot of people, I don't want to call them financially ignorant, but some people don't think much about the future when it comes to finances. I think we're just into that habit with these last couple of generations of just whipping out the credit card.
Credit card is one thing, and the other thing about money is it can get very complex in a big hurry. When you start talking about investments and retirement savings and things like that, that sounds like a long ways away for some people, and it sounds like not much fun to think about, especially, you know, we're doing this Lunch and Learn exactly a week after tax day. But people this time of year, people are kind of sick of thinking about the financials. It's not fun.
My dad's generation, a lot of times they didn't even really start to think about retirement until maybe 40. Thereabouts, and still had time to take care of business.
Yes.
You can't do that anymore. I mean, now you worry about waiting until you're 25. I mean, as soon as you get out of college, not only do you have to pay down that college debt and pay off the past, but you have to start paying off the future a little bit, too. I mean, folks really need to do some advanced planning if they want to do all the things that they, in their mind, think they might be able to do later on.
Right. Advanced planning and just thinking about where you are and where you want to be. And that, you know, knowledge is power, and knowing where you're at is half the battle. And that's what we're trying to do, is just get people to think about, you know, where are you at? And there are a lot of steps. There are a lot of things you can do to manage your money. So just pick one or two that don't seem that overwhelming, that maybe seem like, oh, I'm kind of already doing this, so one more step in that direction wouldn't be that much work. Everything you do, then that's the nice thing about financial management, everything you do is better than not doing something.
I bet there are a lot of people out there who don't consider themselves the type who live paycheck to paycheck, but if they actually sat down and penciled it out, they really are.
Right. Exactly.
And that's kind of scary.
Yes. And that's the, like you said, knowing where you're at is part of what we want people to be aware of. Just knowing where you're at and what's out there to help you.
Okay, April 22nd, next Monday, a financial fitness program. It's a lunchtime program, so it's going to be done, encapsulated in about an hour's time, roughly, correct?
Yes, and we're actually going to try and keep it a little bit under an hour. We'll wait till a few minutes after noon to get started so people have time to get there over their lunch hour, and we'll try and be wrapped up about 10 minutes before the noon hour's over so folks can have time to get back to work. We want to make sure that this is something very easy for folks to get to. There is no cost, but we're also asking folks, if they want to eat, just bring your own sack of lunch. We'll have plenty of space for you to sit down and eat and just kind of listen and do a little thinking.
No cost, and they don't have to necessarily register ahead of time. They can show up the day of.
That's correct. We don't need to know if you're coming. We just want anyone who is interested to come on down, and we'll just have a little discussion about money. This is kind of a fun little class, kind of what I would consider an introduction to money management class. We start off with just kind of a fun quiz. it's just a little self-assessment you can do, 10, 15 questions. Think about, do I do this? Do I not do this? Do I kind of do this? Is it a sometimes, a maybe, an always? So just kind of a little assessment to help you figure out where you're at. And then for the second part of the class, we'll just talk about some best practices, some easy things that you can change right now, some best practices, maybe some goals to work toward, and some different areas of your finances that you should be thinking about.
Is this geared towards certain people?
It's geared towards anyone who just kind of maybe has that lingering feeling that I really should probably be doing something more about this, but I just don't know where to start. And I, from my experience, that can be people from any age or any portion, any place in their life. Now, if you are meeting weekly with a financial advisor, potentially there may not be anything new in this class for you. But I would say this is for most people are pretty middle of the road. You know, you're doing some things, you're managing a few things. There's probably, you're kind of aware that there's a few more things you could be doing. You're not really sure what those are. This is kind of a good way to just take the temperature. Where are you at? And hopefully we would come away with one or two goals from this. So some things you could maybe do to step it up and give yourself a little more peace of mind is ultimately what we're looking for.
And I realize you want to keep it somewhat general, so a lot of folks can have the opportunity to get some benefit out of this. But are there certain things that you kind of, I don't want you to give away the whole program here, but are there certain things that, that we're pointing out? I'm sure there are simple mistakes that a lot of people just commonly make and don't even realize.
Well, I guess one that comes to mind is just not talking about finances. We have a lot of people in a household, whether that would be, you know, you and a spouse, you and dependents in the household, just sort of having that perception out there that, well, if we don't talk about it, money will be okay. And that's obviously not the case. Not talking about it has nothing to do with what your daily expenses are and what your needs and wants are. And we know we're not, this course is not to preach to anybody, tell anybody what they're doing wrong. It's just some points to ponder. But I would say not talking about it is one of those very simple things that, you know, just how do you start having those conversations?
And you mentioned, for example, talking with your children and what have you. But as we start to age and we have adult children.
Yes.
And they suddenly now are concerned about our health and well-being as we get a little bit older, too. You know, maybe it's wise to let your children in a little bit more. I know sometimes it's hard to do that. Mm-hmm. You don't want to open up too much about some of those things. We're very protective of things. But, you know, as we get older, to talk about our adult children, talk to our adult children about our finances and things. So, you know, when the time does come, at least they kind of have a fighting chance of where to start and can maybe better plan for the long term in case long-term care might be an issue or some of those types of things.
Right. And absolutely. I mean, one of the first steps, you know, we talk about first steps, baby steps, what can you do to start? The first step to having conversations about money in your household is figuring out who is in your household as far as money is concerned. Do you have dependent children that are affected by how you spend your money? Is there a spouse that's affected by how you spend your money? Do you have, you know, not dependent children, but that are dependent, you know, or somewhat impacted by how you spend your money or how you're saving your money? So just who is influenced by the money decisions you make? And then once you know who all is influenced by the money decisions you make, then you can start figuring out how to have the conversations.
It's funny, we all handle money. Let's face it, we've all had it in our hands at one time or another. Maybe
yes.
Not as much as we'd like, but we've all handled money. But yet some folks are better at it than others. And there are a lot of preconceived notions that are very wrong. I mean, I can remember talking to a banker one time, kind of joking around about, well, you know, the wealthy, you know, they just pay for their kids' college education. And his response was, who told you that?
Yeah.
They borrow money to do those kinds of things, too. But they do it in a smart way. They make their money work for them, too. Just because you have money doesn't mean you don't use money to your advantage.
Correct. Absolutely. And the other thing is people manage money very differently. So something that if you have a friend who is a very distinct type of personality and manages their money in a very specific way for them, that type of money management may never work for you because it may not fit your lifestyle. It may not fit your personality. It may not fit your level of organization or just how you function in your world. So people need to be aware that there are many different ways of getting to the same goal. If your goal is long-term savings, if your goal is paying for college for kids, if your goal is retirement security and leaving your children with peace of mind, there's many ways to get there, but you have to know where you want to get before you can start researching your options.
And this class won't take the place of sitting down with a financial advisor because your situation will be very much different than the person sitting right next to you. But at least it's a place to be suddenly aware of some things that maybe you weren't aware of before and kind of point you in that right direction.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, we'll go through and make people aware of where they're currently at. There's a real quick assessment that we do. It's not something you share with the rest of the group. It's not something that you need to turn into us. It's more just for your peace of mind so you can feel like you have a handle of your complete financial picture. Where are you at in all these different aspects of your life? Because if you don't know where you're at, you can't start researching the options you need to do to feel better in those areas of your financial profile. And absolutely, 40 minutes is not enough time to feel like you're really started down the right path. But at least feeling like you know where you're at is a good first step.
very good. Monday, April 22nd. It's a noon, shortly afternoon. It'll give you time if your lunch hours then to sneak on in, bring your lunch if you'd like, and they'll be done in plenty of time for you to get back to work on time, too. Don't want you to get back in trouble with the boss because we're trying to get you to make money, right?
Absolutely.
No fee and no pre-registration at the community center. Stop on by.
It's at the community center out at the extension office, so stop on in. If you have any questions, of course, give us a call, 243-1132, or we've got more information on our website as well.
Good. And this is a program that's being done at several different locations across the state as well. So yes. It's very common for folks to sit down and be able to kind of learn a little bit about this. And we'll see if they maybe open a couple of eyes here and there, too. It's so amazing, though. We focus sometimes on the big things that we forget just the little things that can make a difference. Mm-hmm. Happens all the time.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Jim.